Well, hopefully it's something good, but not too expensive or too fast per se. But yeah, I hope you get a car that you like. And thanks for checking in. And this net meets here every Saturday at 5 p.m. So welcome and thank you for checking in. Hallo Linda. Guten Abend und wie geht's dir und wie ist das Wetter? And what would be your first Auto that you got? Over.
All right, WB9 CSB from KCKL here. Good afternoon for me here to the group, and good evening for some of you. Yes, I looked that up actually because I always heard after 5 p.m. It's appropriate to say good evening. So a couple things that I came up with here is so in Western cultures, we would normally say good evening, you know, starting at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. It's like an informal start of the evening, and it's also tied to the end of the workday. But they also say if you're in an area where it's still bright and sunny at 5 p.m., it's also okay to say good afternoon. So there you go. And if I wouldn't be driving yet, then I tell you what, my model car today would be a Tesla, of course. And I actually rode in a couple Teslas, and they're very interesting. It feels like you're in an airplane or something. I don't know. It's different. But, yeah, so my first car, let's see here. So the first car that I actually bought myself, by myself, just myself, was an Oldsmobile Achieva. And there's a little neat story behind it, because when I took the Oldsmobile into the body shop, the repair person, when I picked it up, said, "Your car looks like a Porsche in the back." I said, "Yeah, right." And then when I saw a Porsche, I thought, my goodness, he is right, because and that's exactly how I would find my car in a big car parking lot, because back then we didn't have the beep beep keys, you know, so you actually had to look for your car, and it was white. Do you know how many white cars were there? But I would always immediately spot it by looking at the back of my car, you know, the round, curved back. So my car was just like a Porsche. And I co-owned a couple of cars before that. The very first car that I co-owned in Germany was a VW Porsche. Too small, if you ask me, too small, not practical enough. it wasn't for me, really. And my first car here in the United States that I co-owned, and I didn't have a driver's license before, and that's when I...
WAUM, VHF, timeout.